Welcome back to Weird Leftovers. This is another episode with your boy, Ben Colton, and I had an idea this morning. By the way, Happy New Year, everyone. It is January 1st. I'm always going to give you guys the date so you guys know where we're at in the year. Also, we'll keep us trying to keep these posted at a quicker pace. So, yeah, there's that, too. But I had an idea this morning. I was hanging out on the couch with my wife, and I was trying to think of what's a good title for each of the things I want to talk about. And I thought to myself, okay, well, we need one for movies, we need one for TV, and we need one for wrestling. Because realistically, those are my big three things that I'm into, that I cover for this podcast. I think that's what I bring to the table. So I had to think about it. I haven't thought of one for TVs and wrestling, but I have thought of one for movies. And I'm going to call it, like, Cinematic Hot Take. Wacha! Which is how I'm going to say it every time. Cinematic Hot Take. Wacha! So I'm just going to talk about a movie or something like cinema. I've got a couple other ideas. I have like a idea for something called Mount Rushmore, which is all about like movies and stuff, but we'll get to that later. But this is my cinematic hot take. So last time my cinematic hot take was about Killing of a Sacred Deer, how he, Yorgos Lanthimos, feels like he's the contender to the throne of like Kubrick is kind of what I was getting at. Like that he is like the new modern day Kubrick. So I think what I'm going to do whenever I title one of these cinematic hot takes, it's always going to be the name of the movie, the word or, and like kind of like my overall thoughts on what it's about, which I will get into, and I'll have them better thought out. That first one was a very rough draft, but here's my second cinematic hot take, and it has to do with the movie Thor Ragnarok, or why it might be one of the most underrated, like why it might be the quiet, like fourth spot in like a top four Marvel movie. So it's Thor Ragnarok, or why it might be in the conversation quietly for the four best Marvel movies of all time. So I was watching this movie, and I've seen this movie maybe three or four times. It's one of the most rewatchable Marvel movies there is, and it's for several different reasons. I think the first reason is none of us expected it to be this good. I mean, we were really blown away with the trailers. We thought to ourselves, wow, this has a really unique look from the other ones. Whereas, like, the first Thor is, like, this really, really beautiful, almost, like, kind of, like, Shakespearean tragedy-looking thing. Like, there's snow, there's, like close-up shot. Kenneth Branagh, who directed it, very Kenneth Branagh-feeling approach to it. Whereas, like, the next Thor, which is Thor the Dark World, which is the problematic middle chapter, which, let's be honest, most trilogies' middle chapter is problematic. There's very few that get it right, if not do it better, which is even a more rare class of error. One of those actually being Captain America, the Winter Soldier, but not what we're talking about. So, the Thor 2 is, like, kind of an action movie, and it feels like it's more of, like, a, like, trying to be Game of Thrones, but not really capturing it as well. But then we get to Thor Ragnarok, which looks like goddamn like Flash Gordon if they had the budget to do it absolutely right. It's just this incredible like look of like painting and like just absolute just majesty, which makes sense because it's from Taika Waititi. And Taika Waititi is like this director who the biggest thing he did was like a fake mockumentary about like the lives of vampires. He hadn't really done anything big, but man, they let him just unleash his vision all over it, and man, he absolutely destroys it. So here's the plot of Thor. I'm going to bring you that too, so you guys know. I'm sure you all have seen Thor, but we pick up with Thor 3 that he is found out his brother is alive. He's trying to stop the destruction of his home planet with Ragnarok, which is the title, which means kind of the end. And he's looking for his father. He finds his father. We get a great cameo from Doctor Strange, which Benedict Cumberbatch absolutely crushes it. One of the funniest moments of the movie is Loki, like, trying to come at him. He's like, nope, and just, like, gets him out of there. So we see Odin. Odin tells us Hela is coming back. Hela is the first son, or the first child of Odin, played amazingly by Cate Blanchett. And she's, like,
playing it like almost like kind of like semi-hammy, and like she's playing it like just this like old, like, how do I put it, like, she's kind of playing a, like, old-school movie villainess. Like, it's just, like, I don't have time for you. Like, very, like, condescending. It's really well done. So she comes back. She throws Thor and and Loki off of Asgard. And they are now stuck on, like, this weird planet that's run by the guy called the Grandmaster, who, if you know your lore, is actually the brother to the Collector from Guardians of the Galaxy. The Grandmaster is played by Jeff Goldblum, and Jeff Goldblum absolutely thoroughly crushes this role from minute one to minute end that you see him. Honestly, if there was a Academy Award to be handed out for best character actor in a comic book movie, he would have won last year. He's absolutely incredible. This year would probably go to probably Josh Brolin for playing Thanos and just crushing that role, considering he's not even on screen. It's just his voice and his motion capture, but more on that at some other point. So, what I love about Thor Ragnarok is, like, okay, so they're on the prison planet with this guy who has the Contest of Champions, and Thor has to fight his champion, and the champion turns out to be the Hulk. This is an amazing film for a couple reasons right here. Number one, you took two characters who no one really cared about unless they were in the Avengers, and you gave them a movie that they could do, and it's kind of like they flip the script, and it's like, yes, it's this big space battle, and it's the death of Asgard, but it's also at its core this weird buddy road trip movie, and it's also like a movie about brothers, too. Like, the relationship Loki and Thor go through this movie is incredible. I highly recommend you guys check this out. I mean, just watch the scene, like, where any, like, four characters are just having a dialogue where no action's going on. It's hysterical. Like, Mark Ruffalo gives this amazingly funny performance, like, and you forget how good Mark Ruffalo can be when you just give him really good dialogue to work with. Like, you think of stuff that he was in, like, You Can Count on Me, like, even, like, Spotlight to a lesser extent, but, like, he's really good when you just give him dialogue to choose. Zodiac is another one that comes to mind. So I highly recommend you guys check out Thor Ragnarok. I quietly think it might be my, like, top four of Marvel, which, you know what? That's what we'll bring you next time. Next time I'm not going to do a cinematic hot take. I'm going to bring you Mount Rushmore. And this is a thing where I break down and give you my four of something. Like, it could be my top four directors, which I don't know if I ever want to do that one. It seems really hard. My top four, like, songs in movies, my top four scores in movies. But what we'll do next time is I'll bring you my top four Marvel movies. This is the Mount Rushmore. This is the four best, no questions asked. So guys, until, next time, I will see you guys in the desert of the weird. And remember, guys, try to make 2019 way less bad in a weird way and way more good in a weird way. Catch you guys later.